Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Teresa Shenza Burnaby on the third anniversary of her passing. This is my mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I apologize to you all. Today's sermon will be longer than tomorrow's sermon. But I think it is important that we look at what happens here. In the last verse of this gospel reading that we have, which is still probably ringing within your ears as you've heard it, is intended for the instruction of all believers. And it tells how when they had entered into the house in which the Blessed Virgin Mother was staying with her child, it was there that these magi, these wise men, opened their treasures and offered the Lord three gifts: of gold, of frankincense, and of myrrh. By doing such a showing of their gifts of themselves, they acknowledged him as true Lord, as true man, and as true King. But Holy Church always continues to offer these gifts to the Christ. Even unto this day, we offer these very same things. She offers these gifts to their Savior daily without ceasing. The Church offers him frankincense, acknowledging and believing him to be the true Lord and the Creator of everything that is. The Church offers him myrrh when she affirms that he assumed the substance of human flesh in which he willed to suffer, to die, so that you and I might have an opportunity to gain salvation. And yes, she offers him still gold. Gold by believing without any strain of doubt that Christ still reigns eternally with the Father and the Holy Spirit. We can see these gifts in other ways. The offering of these gifts may be taken in a mystical sense, speaking of the things of the spiritual life. How do we give gifts? Heavenly wisdom is symbolized by gold, because what it speaks about, that gold is like wisdom. Wisdom is like gold in the mouth of a wise man or a sage. The scripture says, the mouth of the just will utter wisdom. Mystically, we also continue to offer frankincense. Frankincense is a symbol of pure prayer, unadulterated prayer, prayer that comes from the heart of a believing soul. The psalmist says, let my prayer rise to you, O God, like incense in your sight, O Lord. For when you and I offer pure prayer from our hearts, it yields a pure fragrance to the Lord than the smoke of all the finest burning incense of all the Near East. Just as such smoke rises upward, so does our prayer ascend to the Lord, who receives it as a sweet offering. And what about myrrh? Mystically, myrrh can be taken for the mortification of our flesh. And so we must do. We offer the Lord gold when we shine in his sight, by taking unto ourselves and living out our lives as those who have been marked by heavenly wisdom. We offer him frankincense when we send up the purest prayer that we can before him, falling down upon our knees in adoration and just sitting with him, listening to him, and letting him receive the gift of who we are, who he's made us to be. And we offer him as well myrrh, when by these timely practices of mortification, we put to death the carnal nature within us, with all its vices, with all its passions, and live our lives under self-control. In this way, we carry the cross behind our Lord Christ, he who bears the greater weight of such a cross. These wise men of old came and sought him, bringing the best of what they had. As we've spoken today, the church continues and ceaselessly offers these same three gifts to the Lord. Yet the question remains for you, gold of wisdom, of a life well lived, frankincense, of a life that truly offers itself in a self-sacrificial oblation of sweet prayer. And the myrrh, of a life of penitence. What do you and I bring to the Lord? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.